Suspense stories make great theater when the tension is timed just right, building to a climax that is all the more startling because it's being acted out live in front of us. There's a good deal of craft that goes into keeping that suspense alive, and when it's applied to a proven winner like the play Wait Until Dark, the effect is pretty powerful. Maui on Stage is bringing that classic to its stage with Lynn McEwen in the role of Susie, and she's on the line this morning. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Challenging role for you, for just about anybody, yeah?
Yes. I think any time that you take away sight,
one of the senses,
particularly on stage.
No kidding, yeah. And now, in this character, Susie has not always been blind, right?
No, she's been blind just over a year.
So that's a very different adaptation, obviously, than a lifelong condition.
Yes, and it definitely affects how you have to play her, because there are certain things that, of course, she would be doing because she's blind, but there are certain movements, facial expressions, and such that are present because she hasn't spent her entire life blind. And she's also still learning about her blindness and her abilities.
And so there would be a lot more uncertainty than for somebody who had been blind all their life.
Yes, I do think that that's the case.
Well, how does that play out for you? I mean, you obviously have to. You're in a very vulnerable situation. You're under a threat from is it three men who come to you into your home?
Yes, there are three, and I don't want to give too much away about the plot, but she's sort of aware of the threatening nature to some degree of one or two of them and not really of the other. It's sort of a cat and mouse game, but with a bit of a con aspect to it. So, and meaning con as in tricking someone, not convict, but although that is an aspect of it as well. But yes, it's a play in which the vulnerability is one of the central aspects, particularly also because it is in the 1960s as well, so there is that added dynamic of a woman under threat from these three men, sort of right at that the threshold of the feminist revolution. It's a really interesting play from that side, because she becomes empowered in a way through this experience. Of course, I can't tell you what happens exactly, but you know, that's part of the whole cat and mouse thing.
Well, she's being, by at least one of the men, she's being conned, or he's pretending to be something very much other than what he is, right?
That is correct, yes.
And she eventually learns to, in a way, the whole thing of waiting until dark is waiting until the playing field is a little bit more leveled out. They can't see either, right?
Exactly. There's a turning the tables component.
So she... She does come into her own as a protagonist, as an antagonist in the course of this. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it still stays pretty firmly in the protagonist.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But,
yeah.
Yes, but there definitely is a point in which she sort of finds some strength and is able to to try to even the playing field a bit.
Well, I think that whole dynamic in the plot sort of elevates this particular story from the standard woman in Jeopardy horror flick, right?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, it's not, all entirely some poor little girl being victimized. I think that in some ways she sort of finds her strength partially because of what happens in the play. There's she is pushed to her limits, but she does try to rise to the occasion.
For
rather
you,
than it's not simply running from something.
So for you, at the beginning of the play, you have to sort of weight your portrayal more toward the vulnerability side, and then as the action progresses, move toward the empowered, yeah?
I think the vulnerability probably falls more a little bit, maybe the real height of that is more in the center, because in the beginning, the play is set in her apartment, mm-hmm. and it is where she is comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that, and then when danger is so very, very imminent and is threatening, then she's at her vulnerability. But that comes in sort of more to the beginning and center of the piece.
You have to see her and get to know her as comfortable first, and then the fall from that becomes out much more dramatic, yeah?
Yes, you can certainly see that it's not something that she's certainly not used to the blindness completely yet, but within the confines of her own apartment, it is as comfortable as she is.
And, of course, it's that familiarity with her surroundings that's going to play out in the third act, yeah?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, working on this with the other actors, was it... how did that work out in terms of just kind of blocking and knowing where everybody was? Was that a bit of a struggle?
It's so much more complicated than anything I've ever been, and my hat is so very much off to Dale Button, who's directing it, because the intricacy of the blocking and the lighting and just every aspect, every tiny bit of the technical aspect of this is so incredibly important. It's not something where you can simply say, oh, well, you know, I feel that I might move here, because things have to go where they go. It's extremely, extremely intricate, and it's also so much fun. I mean, working with the other actors on this has been fantastic, and it's certainly pushed me and challenged me in ways that I hadn't even imagined that it would, and it's been a really great time. And the physical part of it, it's just fun.
I bet. Well, Lynn, we've got to go, but...
it's taxing.
I'm sure.
But it's fun.
Well, good luck with the show, and thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, lady. Thank you so very much for having me.
You bet. Lynn McEwen plays Susie in the Maui Onstage production of Wait Until Dark, the play by Frederick Knott. It runs from September 26th to October 5th at the historic Iao Theater, and you can find out more about the production at hpr2.org.